Thunder Bay. Work could begin in the coming weeks for a new housing development on the city's north side. Provincial, federal and municipal representatives gathered Monday morning at the site on Huron Avenue, where Ontario Aboriginal Housing Services will lead a six-phase build that could result in 70 new units. The development will be located on a vacant parcel of land on Huron Avenue alongside Hudson Avenue, down the block from Vance Chapman Public School and the North End Community Center. Justin Marchand, the Chief Executive Officer of Ontario Aboriginal Housing Services, said the first phase will see two 12-unit buildings constructed. "We're hoping to start site work this fall," Marchand said. "There will be construction activity going on, and pending scheduling and contractors, you'll see concrete being poured and walls going up very soon." The three-story buildings will have four 800-square-foot units on each floor, with 20% of the units being physically accessible. Marchand said all of the units will be available as affordable housing. Steve Clark, the province's municipal affairs and housing minister, was in Thunder Bay to participate in the funding announcement, after last week the province announced its housing target for the city. "We want to ensure communities like Thunder Bay have a housing target that makes sense, and that we provide mayors like Mayor Ken Boshkoff with the tools to get those shovels in the ground," Clark said. "This is going to be an ongoing conversation with municipal partners, with big city mayors, with AMO, and also our Housing Affordability Task Force implementation team." Clark, referencing an announcement he made at last week's Association of Municipalities of Ontario conference, said he plans to introduce legislation in the fall that would provide a definition for affordable housing. In her remarks, Indigenous Services Minister Patty Haidu emphasized the need for affordable housing in Thunder Bay. "These new units will offer security, stability, and a home to Indigenous people living in the community," she said in a statement. "By working closely with all levels of government and following the guidance of Indigenous partners, we are helping to address the housing shortage in our region."